from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
An air of quiet expectancy in St. Lucia as candidates make one last bid to get voters to the polls. More trouble in the Gulf of Paria between feuding Trinidad and Tobago fishermen and Venezuelan coast guards. And the Commonwealth Development Bank counts the economic cost of Montserrat's volcano. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. There's an air of quiet expectancy throughout St. Lucia on the eve of general elections, with an unprecedented 41 candidates seeking election, including 7 independents and 4 women. Pete Ninval reports on the most historic political campaign in the country's history.
Until midnight tonight, when legally all campaigning must cease, the 41 candidates will be visiting their 17 constituencies one last time in preparation for tomorrow's poll. More than 110,000 voters are registered, 20,000 more than for the last general elections in 1992. Basically, they are being asked to choose between a government they know and have seen perform and a newly refurbished opposition St. Lucia Labour Party, which claims that the Vaughan Lewis administration has mismanaged the economy and neglected St. Lucians. Tonight, the leaders of both political parties are down to address the nation on radio and television in a last-ditch effort to sway those who may have remained unmoved by the political campaign and the deluge of political advertisements that have inundated the local media. The acting British High Commissioner has been assuring Prime Minister Dr. Vaughan Lewis that whichever party forms the next government here, Britain will continue to seek a close and cordial relationship with St. Lucia.